The Indiana House ditched a proposal to raise unemployment insurance taxes as a penalty to employers unwilling to grant vaccine exemptions, but they still want Hoosiers who are fired for vaccine status to be eligible to draw benefits from a pot of money funded by all Indiana employers. Governor Eric Holcomb could end the state's public health emergency without jeopardizing millions in federal funding under a bill approved by a Senate committee Wednesday. Unlike the House's version, the Senate's does not include anything about COVID-19 vaccine mandates. And last week, the state hit two milestones, 19,000 dead and 1.4 million confirmed cases. Since January 1st, Indiana has averaged 47 deaths and more than 12,000 cases per day. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.